The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I'd like to talk a little bit about effort and energy. The numbers of ways that we can think about it and talk about it. And one is that energy or effort has two dimensions. One is the direction in which we're going. And the second is the magnitude, maybe how the speed we're going or something like that. So those of you who are familiar with the Buddhist teachings are familiar with this idea of wise effort, which talks about the direction to go, direction in which to apply our energy, to apply our efforts, to use as a compass, as a direction to go when there are questions about what to do or how to behave or what to cultivate. There's an acronym that sometimes we use with wise effort. It's PACK, P-A-C-K. P, prevent the arising of unskillful, unwholesome, unhelpful states. What can you do to prevent them from arising? A, abandon those unhelpful, unskillful, unwholesome states. C, cultivate skillful states. And K, keep skillful states that are already there. Prevent unskillful, abandon unskillful, cultivate skillful, and keep skillful. But maybe that's just a little bit too complicated, and even though we have a little acronym there, it might be too much. Sometimes it's easier just to think about it this way. And I think I heard this from Gil first. Don't make the situation worse. And if you can, make it better. Somehow, this is just common sense. We all know this. I think this is kind of what right effort is pointing towards. An example in our meditation practice might be if we're feeling discomfort in the body, bodily sensations, or discomfort in the mind with a certain amount of agitation or restlessness or contraction of some kind. Can we soften the story making? Can we soften the self-critical voice, the inner critic that often accompanies difficult experiences? That just makes it worse. Can we just be with the experience as best we can? Can we hold it with our awareness? Can we admit that, yikes, this is difficult. This doesn't match my preferences. I wish this weren't happening, but it is here. I am experiencing it. This is what's arising. And in this way, if we can turn towards as best we can and in a skillful way with what's actually happening, it's an acknowledging what's happening. That moment right there of acknowledging this is difficult, that's one way in which we can help prevent it from getting worse and maybe even make it better. That moment, there can be a little bit of relief when we align with the reality of the moment. There can be a little bit of ease when we're able to be with whatever is arising. So don't make the situation worse. If you can, make it better. And one way to make it better is to be able to meet our experience with as much openness as we can. Of course, it's not always available to us to have a sense of openness and ease. But you might ask, well, okay, that was one situation, but what is better? What does make it better mean? Like, what's this direction? Is there a North Star? Or is there something that we can use to help us evaluate what is better? There's two things I think we can do, is to be able to see more clearly. Are we able to see what's actually happening more clearly? Without through the lens of our story making, without this lens of thinking things shouldn't be this way, can there have some more clarity? Another way of thinking about better, make it better, is, does it help, can I be with this in a way that helps support letting go? In a way that supports softening? In a way that supports having a little bit more spaciousness around whatever's happening? So if we can not make the situation worse, and if we can we be with the situation in a way that allows us to see more clearly and in a way that supports some softening, some letting go? So in this way, it doesn't matter if the way that we're traveling is quickly is on a freeway, if we're driving on a city street with lots of stoplights and having stop and go. Or maybe we're headed up a mountain, walking up a mountain with a really difficult terrain and with carrying a heavy backpack. Is there a way, it doesn't matter which speed we're going, but can we do it in such a way in which it allows some more clarity and some more freedom? But I do want to say something also about the magnitude of effort. Just as the same way that wise effort helps kind of point towards a particular direction, we could also think about the manner in which we are applying effort. You might think of this as the amount of energy that's required. Earlier today, I invited the invitation to just do a gentle inquiry into some of our worldviews, some of our underlying beliefs about the amount of energy that is required for our practice or for any endeavor. I think I probably got this from Gil also, this idea of we need different types of energy, different application of the amount of energy at different times. But often it's the case that, for in particular with meditation practice, there needs to be a certain amount of resolve, a certain amount of intentional involvement in what we're doing. And when we're doing it, this, like, okay, I'm here right now. Do this meditation practice and just set the intention that I'm going to meditate. Sometimes this might be in contrast to some of the ideas that we hear about meditation is just about relaxing, and maybe even this idea of letting go can be the sense, oh, I just have to be, I just have to sit there. But in the same way that just eating one spear of broccoli is not going to make us healthy, there needs to be some certain amount of persistence, maybe a little bit of commitment, maybe a little bit of diligence, and just this application of energy. It takes a certain amount of energy to come to IMC on a Wednesday. It takes a certain amount of energy to keep on showing up for whatever shows up in the way that I described earlier. It takes a little bit of effort to, like, okay, this difficult experience is here. What can I do that can help support some more clarity or some more freedom? And in some ways, one way that we might think about this is to ask the question when we find ourselves having a difficult experience, how can I be present for this experience in such a way that it doesn't increase my agitation? That doesn't make it worse. How can I be present for this? It's a little bit of effort to remember to ask that question. But then, the effort is in asking the question. Effort doesn't have to be so much in finding the answer to the question. Just asking, how can I be with this, is a way of being with the experience. And then to have this questioning attitude, this questioning stance, this questioning perspective that allows some openness for what may arise next. The answer may arise next. It may not arise next. It may not be perfectly clear. And if not, and it continues to be difficult, then we can ask the question again. How can I be present for this experience in such a way that it doesn't increase the difficulty? And then a certain type of opening up and allowing an answer to arise. And so this allowing is the counterpart to resolve. These two different ways in which we can apply energy is a certain amount of resolve, intention, commitment, diligence, and a certain amount of allowing, accepting, acknowledging just what's there. And then the art of practice is to know, how can we balance these, the resolve and the allowing? There's definitely time for both in our practice, in our lives, and in our meditation practice. And it's often the case that we don't get the balance exactly quite right. It's not until we feel like we're pushing really hard and there's a contraction and this feels more and more difficult, then we might try a little bit of allowing, see if we can open up. But then allowing can kind of slip into some complacency and we even forget that we're meditating and we've been dreaming of our vacation for the past 10 minutes. When we wake up to that, maybe there's a little bit more of a resolve. Until we find that the resolve just gets in the way and feels like too busy and is making us agitated, then there could be some more allowing. So resolve and allow can be these two different magnitudes of the effort that we apply. It's just something to explore, this idea that effort has both a direction and a magnitude. So different things that we can pay attention to and practice with and, dare I say, even play with, experiment with. So thank you very much.